Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Welcome, Jenna from Time Out Bookstore.
Morning.
Now, this morning, what are we talking about? What book?
Okay, I'm preparing you all for Father's Day.
Okay.
And I think this is a great Father's Day pick, but I've got something cool about this book. Towards Father's Day, I'll tell you after my review. But this is Steve Brawnius's The Survivors. Do you know him?
Vaguely. I know that he did a bit of like writing for Eating Media Lunch and stuff like that. Has he done some TV writing?
I actually don't know, but he's a like old school journalist, used to write for The Listener, Sunday Star Time, Sunday Magazine, now writes for the New Zealand Herald. Mm-hmm. He's quite well known for his court reporting.
Okay.
And so this is what this book is. It's a stories of death and desperation. And this is the third of a trilogy that you don't have to read all of them in a row, but the similar style of some of the best court reporting in New Zealand. So we had Scene of the Crime, Missing Persons, and now The Survivors. So the thing about Steve's writings, he chooses very well-known cases and then quite unusual cases.
Yes.
And goes super deep into them, not only making a portrait of who he's writing about and the people who are in it, but kind of society as a whole. Mm-hmm. And then also himself, he inserts himself into it as well. So they can be quite darkly humorous, but then also incredibly sad. One of my favourite pieces in this book is called Lost in New Zealand, The Case of the Hardworking Chinese Worker. And it's the case of the hardworking Chinese killer. And it's just the saddest story about these two migrant workers. One works at New Flavour. They have this disagreement over the weirdest misunderstanding that comes up over someone saying something and the other assuming that this person had said this thing about him, and accidentally kills him by just kind of stabbing him in the shoulder, but it kind of ended up killing him. It's just so Steve often talks about how bad people can kill and good people can kill as well. So he really gets into that human condition, and I think it makes it all more interesting, a lot of it being set in Auckland as well. So you would connect with a lot of these places, and, you know, even like one of these migrant workers, the one who died, lived under the Mount Albert dumpling house in the basement with a curtain in between him and another worker's bed. So these things that you wouldn't often know, or these often he would be the only court reporter in that room.
Yes, following these stories.
Yeah, and so then there's also another great case that he talks about. And I saw him in the shop last year, and I was like, "What's the most interesting case you've got going on at the moment?" And it's this case of the innocent agent, which is quite an unusual trial where the killer. The person who ended up being convicted wasn't present at the crime, and there was no forensic evidence linked to her. And it just ended up that there was just an amazing investigation that took 4 to 5 years that got her convicted for it. And it was because she told someone to do something and they died. So interesting.
How many stories are in this book, and how long do you think Steve has been working on this piece of literature for?
I think it's like the last, this will be a collection since I think, off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure the previous one came out about 3 years ago, so yes. I'm assuming that it'll be since 3 years since then. He's got the case of that really sad case of that French boy, Aloy Roland, who went missing out west, like just days before we went into lockdown. So I guess that's a marker of time of a case around 2020. I think there's like 12 stories. But when I was reading it, I was thinking there was a story about this really lovely guy from out west who has Down syndrome, and I'm like, oh my god, is he about to get murdered? But he didn't. I don't think that's a spoiler alert, but what I'll say is it's not all true crime. There are just stories of survivors.
Yes.
So he's just such a, I just think this is such a great dad read, but I'm not a dad, and I'm also love his writing. I will pick up anything that he writes about.
So quite a, would you say, is it quite bleak on the whole, the stories contained in the book?
There's a lot of bleakness, but I think there's also some hope, because I think the talent of Steve is he can kind of see the kind of glimmer of humour or the human condition through his writing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But very fascinating true crime.
Yeah, it kind of feeds on that true crime buzz that everyone's on. But I think it's not lightly done. This is deep court reporting and investigative journalism. He like pounds the streets or goes to the bar that someone was at before they went and did something else.
Yes.
So he's and describing the characters who would hang out there. So he really paints a picture for you. I don't think anyone else writes like him. I think I would always say about Steve is if he approached you to write a like portrait of you, you wouldn't want that, because it would be so brutally honest.
Yes.
It'd probably be the most accurate portrait of you, but maybe not what you would want to hear.
Yeah. Oh man. Goodness me. So this is, what else can you tell us? Is there anything else you want to cover off about this?
So I've been speaking to Steve, and I've also been speaking to two other local authors. So Matt Heath, who wrote a book called A Life
Classic.
Less Punishing, and Harrison Christian, who wrote this book called Terra Nova, which is this journalistic story of adventure and betrayal about Robert Falcon Scott in the South Pole. Mm-hmm. And they are going to very nicely for Father's Day, if you come and get the book from us, pay for it, leave it with us, and they will sign it especially for your dad with his name in it. In time for Father's Day.
Nice one. I mean, how is that Matt Heath book? I've seen it sort of all over social media.
Super well.
Yeah.
If you don't know about it, it's like 13 reasons to live well. It's like a kind of self-help, but based on the philosophy of Stoicism, but about like not being able to control people around you, and you can only control yourself. That's been going so well.
Yes.
He's got a huge audience as well, and they're super keen to read what he has to say. But I think it fits into this kind of like, what I would say about self-help books is that pre-COVID they were all like, make as much money and be as productive as you can, and now the kind of self-help movement is about, you know, you can only control yourself, take time for rest. You know, people are assholes, but it's how you react to it, etc.
Yep. Jenna, we've just had a text come through, someone saying, middle-aged dad here who just finished Steve's book last night. 100% recommend for Father's
Day.
Really?
Yep. Oh, cool. Yeah. No, he's awesome. He's a very trusted voice. Do I have time to tell a funny story about the launch of this? Okay,
yes.
So we had the launch at the shop, and this was about a month ago, and he was meant to have a journalist come and launch the book for him, but she just didn't turn up. But so he got this, and the room was full of lawyers and judges and stuff who are all involved in these cases, but not talking to each other, which is interesting. And this 81-year-old lawyer called Lorraine Smith said, "I'll give this speech," because she had written down some words to say out to him, to say to him in person, but she just read it out to the room and just gave this like wild description of him, comparing him to Juliette Binoche. It was just so funny, but all of his launches kind of have that element to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, wonderful. Love Steve Brawnius's writing. Father's Day, 1st of September.
Okay, not too far
away.
3 weeks
away.
Plenty of time to get into Time Out.
That's right. So, yeah, if you want it signed specially for your dad, we can organise that for you.
Fantastic. Awesome. Hey, Jenna, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.